Now to execute this main riff pattern against the D chord, we have to move up to the fifth fret, and we'll do this, rest. So for this, I'm starting off with finger one on the fifth string, fifth fret. And then I'll go to the fourth string, seventh fret with finger three. And then I'll flatten it out so that I can play the third string, seventh fret with the same finger. And then I'll come back to the third string, fifth fret with finger one. And then third finger, give me the fourth string, seventh fret again. So far we have this. Rest. For the second half, we will hit that fifth string, fifth fret again with finger one. Go straight to the fourth string, seventh fret with finger three. Flatten it out to give me the third string, seventh fret. And then come back to the third string, fifth fret with finger one. Hit it. Hold it because it's tied over into the first half of the next beat. And then on the upbeat of the next beat, you play the fourth string, seventh with finger three. Come back to the third string, fifth with finger one. And then finally our third string, seventh fret with finger three. So it's right here just in the fifth and seventh frets. Rest. And that's what we do for the D chord.